What you just heard was Andrew Bird's cover of Auld Lang Syne. Of course, you know me, I like to start off with all the dull humdrum stuff so we can get to the music. It's 39 degrees Fahrenheit, 4 degrees Celsius here in Burlington, Vermont. It's actually quite warm for winter here. You would think it didn't even snow and we didn't have a white Christmas. It's pretty dry outside, which is nice. I hope that you guys are being safe on the roads. I saw a lot of folks out at the different venues, so I hope you take care of yourselves in the morning. And next up, we're going to have Nora Jones with What Are You Doing, New Year's Eve. And then we're going to go up from here. I'm your host, Gigi. This is Mirage at Twilight, and you are listening to WRUV 90.1. Happy New Year's, y'all.
And the couples we know are fondly kissing. Will I be with you? Will I be among the missing? Maybe it's just too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder who's on.
broke your heart under a Christmas tree. So many fallen stars, give them back to me. Have I been good enough to ask for your love? You're the only girl I've got on my list. I write your name.
Yeah. oopsie mama said I, oopsie mama said I, oopsie mama.
Welcome back. For that first 20 minutes, you heard Andrew Bird, Auld Lang Syne. Nora Jones, what are you doing New Year's Eve? Tegan and Sarah, make you mine this season. Ziara, the pleasure is yours. Tori Moi and Brahim's cover of Genius of Love. And then a wonderful artist that I met while I was out in LA in November, who has a album that I believe is actually dropping, and let me make sure I am correct, this month. Yeah, it is out. It came out in December. It is called Coming Back to Life by Francine McGee, and she was featured on that song Dance Floor by Nieri. So please check that out. She has a beautiful voice. We'll hear her a little bit later on in this playlist. Right now, playing underneath is Slow Down by Miso Extra and DJ Boring. Just want to stop for a second to bring a message to you, as I know you've probably heard some of the fireworks outside. Just make sure you're taking care of your little pets. Fireworks can be really sensitive for their ears, so make sure that they're somewhere safe and comfortable, as that can make them